In Kabbalah 1, we've had an incredible experience learning about ourselves, our own personal transformation, and how to connect with true happiness by connecting to the light of the Creator. In Kabbalah 2, we're going to take a different path. We want to now understand, once we're working on ourselves and once we're taking responsibility and passing the tests that the Creator gave us, how do we now communicate with the world? How do we communicate with people we love? How do we proactively confront or proactively communicate with people that we have challenges with? It's the next step of first taking responsibility, but also learning how to truly care about people and live in society. So what's also exciting about these next series of tapes that we'll be going through is that we have variety of teachers, as we've discussed before, and now with me is actually one of the first people who ever inspired me on the path of Kabbalah about 17 years ago, our senior teacher in the Kabbalah Center, Eitan Yerdeni. And I want him to give his take on proactive confrontation and how to utilize the tools we've learned so far when it comes to communicating with other people. So Eitan, maybe you can share from your perspective, having 30 plus years teaching Kabbalah worldwide, just about this subject right now that we're discussing.
What I found that one of the biggest spiritual tests that we all have is not just working on ourselves in our own conversation with our soul, with the light, is how to handle the tests of proactive confrontation. Because even though a lot of people asking, so what's the right thing to say to my employee? What is the right thing to say to my husband when he did something wrong? Before asking that question, I need to look inside. What is my lesson about this confrontation? Am I too reactive? Am I too attached to fix their problem? And not realizing there's a test of reactivity for me. Am I too afraid to speak up? Am I procrastinating too much? Am I afraid to go through some pain of being judged? So I would say that the first step of handling the test of confrontation, understanding that it is my test, even though the other person was totally wrong.
Yeah, and we spoke about it in the live class, which obviously it's so important, if you can, to be able to go back to the live classes that we have, because we go deeper into each of the concepts. Is, we drew this image of the body and the soul. And we said how the soul is connected purely to the light of the Creator. So if my soul has all the answers, knows what to say, knows when to say it, knows what to do, we need to tap into the soul. The problem is our reactive nature, our negativity, our tikkun, is kind of that barrier between the body and the soul. So the body's not getting the information. The soul's trying to tell the body what to do. The soul is trying to tell you, hey, say this at this time. Sometimes I talk to people, men and women in relationships, and they say, well, I just don't know what to say to her. Or I don't know what to say to him. It's like, no matter what I say, it's not good enough. It's not working. And it's not about learning what to say. It's about connect to your soul. If you connect to your soul, the soul knows exactly what to say and with what energy. And that's why the golden rule that we've learned in the live classes is when somebody's upsetting you or bothering you, and you do need to address it, and you do maybe need to set boundaries or to tell them what they did wrong or how to fix it, first, at least find one quality about yourself that you need to change, something that's coming up for you, something that you know is reactive, that you know is selfish, that you know you need to change. And it could just be a quality that the other person is mirroring in you. And once you find that one quality, at least there, the body and soul are now closer. The light is now flowing through you and is going to guide you.
So practically, I would like to share some typical example, different tikkuns around confrontation. So for example, if a typical type A personality, go get it, fixer, if there's a problem, I want to eliminate it, I want to make things better, I have a deadline. Typically, the tikkun of that person, before he would confront someone that just messed up, he would restrict and pause and tell himself, wow, I'm too reactive right now. Wait, it's not the time to communicate. Forget about the actual problem. The energy is wrong. I'm not channeling my soul right now. Even what I'm saying will be right, but I'm not coming from a soulful place. And that energy I don't want in my business. So this is one type of tikkun. Another type of tikkun, a person who typically do not have strong self-esteem. And they don't have a lot of respect for themselves. So very often, they will be really afraid to communicate and to confront. And they will actually believe that the other person, even though they were not respectful towards me, maybe I should shut it up, I should wait, I should not respond. That type of a person needs to work on himself to ask strength from the light of the Creator to speak and to communicate about the way I was hurt. And not because I just want to talk, because I want to heal and to improve the relationship. So here's two extremes of one person need to learn to resist until he's coming from a place of win-win and adding value from a place of soul. And the other person needs to learn to speak up. And that person probably needs to ask help and strength from the light to channel it in the right way.
What Eitan touches upon is a concept that we did also speak in the classes, is that as long as I feel emptiness and lack and I'm looking for energy from this other person, I'm not the creator. I'm not actually accessing the light. Because what does the opponent want us to do? Take energy from people. So it might be in the name of righteousness, in the name of I'm helping, in the name of I know better. And maybe you do. And maybe you are in a situation where you have wisdom in this area and the other person is wrong. But as long as any bit of your happiness is dependent upon getting that message across, you are stealing their light. You're taking their energy. And that's a big rule in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are not here to take from people. We are then the effect and not the cause.
So what you're saying, David, really, even though confrontation, sometimes it's hard, it's something that I have to do, but actually the intention is very simple. I need to ask myself, am I a giver or am I a taker in that conversation?
Very nice.
You know, from my experience, sometimes I try to confront someone nicely, and then I realized I needed to do a little bit more harsh. And I tried to come from the place of giving, and I got no results. Nicely or harshly, no results. And I've learned that sometimes me spending some time communicating with that person's soul, simply closing my eyes in my own time before going to sleep, visualizing that person and tell them from a place of love what I would like to share with them, not because I'm better than them, because it will be better for both of us. And then the next day, something will open in my heart that the right words will come and they will listen that time. So as long as we're going to the golden rule, what can I learn from it? What can I do about it? Instead of blaming the non-listening person. So am I the cause? Or the effect? I'll be satisfied only if they'll change, or I'll come from a maybe deeper place of communication or confrontation.
And that leads us into our next subject, which is the golden rule number one is always looking into myself, and at least to get one message. You know, some people, well, how do I know when that's enough, when I've done enough? Let's start somewhere. When you find at least one message about yourself, know that you've already accessed the light, because there's no such thing as perfect in Kabbalah. It's about the effort we make. And that's a good starting point. I find something about myself and you already start to work on it. Already you're connected to the light. Now, what are some practical things that we can do when it comes to talking to the person? I know personally, I do the first thing that Eitan mentioned, which is I try to close my eyes and I try to really ask the Creator for help, for guidance. I try to visualize the other person. I try to get a message knowing that in my heart, I don't want to attack this person. I don't want to just say what I want to say or prove my point. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the big picture really affecting this person, accessing their heart, accessing their soul. And you know when you're able to do that. When you're not able to do that, it's just a back and forth banter. And you got your text message fighting with each other or whatever it is. You say something and then they say, yeah, but this, and you're going back and forth. That's how you know you didn't get to their heart. So step one for me is visualizing the person, talking to the creator, coming from a place of care. And the other thing is that maybe Eitan can chime in on is how do you know when they're ready, when they can hear it? Because if you tell someone something and you know they're not gonna listen spiritually, it's a short circuit. It's a short circuit to use words, to use energy on deaf ears. Even though we want to vent and get it off our chest, it's a short circuit to say something when you know they aren't going to listen. So maybe Eitan can just give his two cents about how can you feel when someone is ready, someone has desire to hear you? Because that's a huge component of practical confrontation.
Yeah, I think something practical that works for me, and again, you need to sense and feel intuitively what's the right thing. That sometimes after you prepared yourself, that you're coming from the right place, from a proactive and not reactive, and after you realize it's not about being right, it's about adding value, then maybe ask them for permission. I wanted to share with you about something that bothered me yesterday. Is it a right time to talk? Can we talk about it?
And you have no expectation. You're not.
No expectation.
You've already let go.
So actually, yeah. So the fact that you're communicating that you're about to share something that bothered, instead of attacking them, and instead of you being on the edge, is it going to be painful or not? Just ask them for permission.
Nice.
So the fact that you ask for permission, and the other person most of the time will say, you know what, I don't have time now. Most of the time they will say yes. They will say yes, absolutely. Okay. I would love to talk. That's by itself diffusing the negativity and the fear around confrontation.
Beautiful. And on the heels of that, I've learned that when I am asking them for permission or about to say something, if I feel agitated or I feel, dependent on any result, they feel my agenda. But when I feel no attachment to how they're gonna take it, or even if they tell me, you know what, I'm not open right now. If I have no attachment, it's amazing. You are a channel. The words come through you, and actually those are the times that students tell me they feel the light of the creator. Mm-hmm. People sometimes say, well, how do I feel this light? How do I know the light? I'm with the light, I'm not with the light. In those moments, when you finally let go and you really care about the person, it's incredible. You feel this fountain of words coming through you. And I think that is a practical way of also feeling what the light is. And on top of that, sometimes even when you think they didn't hear you, your words stay with them. It's very powerful. When you have no agenda, your words stay with them.
So what I would do when I'm faced with the situations I know has to be some confrontation, I will pause, and instead of focusing what they've done wrong that I need to confront them, what is the lesson about me? It's triggering within me anger that I need to overcome, and they are just the messenger to help me to overcome. So what's my lesson? What's my tikkun? What do I need to learn about myself? Number two, am I reactive or proactive when I'm about to talk to them? Am I too attached to being right? Or am I coming from a place of giving and win-win? And actually being open. Another important thing, as part of the preparation, I am open for any outcome that will come from this conversation. I'm letting go of control how I want things to be. I'm coming from the right place. I want my soul to channel. I want the light to come in. And whatever will be the outcome, I'll be fine.